This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final calls here, but I started mentioning this. I wanted to get into it now. Italian MEP, Bilderberg is the root of all evil. European Parliament member blames secretive group for wrecking Italy's economy. As a secretive group gears up for its annual confab in Copenhagen next week, Italian member of Parliament, and it's Mario Borgozzi, I believe you pronounce it, has slammed the Bilderberg group as being the root of all evil. How do you pronounce that? Borgozio? How do you pronounce that, guys? Borgezio. It's up on Infowars.com. He's a member of the Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice, and Home Affairs in the European Parliament and a prominent Italian politician, and appears in a video in which he denounces Bilderberg as the root of all evil. It's Borgozzi. Is supported by Italian lawyer Alfonso Luigi Mera, who last year requested that the public prosecutor of Rome investigating the Bilderberg Group for its role in criminal activity. Mera accused the group of plotting to install Mario Monti, who they did, as Prime Minister of Italy as Bilderberg's 2011 meeting in Switzerland, and labeling the organization a unique illegal brotherhood of elitists who consider themselves above the law. Powerful article that I just babbled through. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he's the guy that got arrested and basically beat up by the federal police in Switzerland, but then the state police came in when he tried to go into Bilderberg. So this is the type of stuff happening. Identifying the enemy, identifying the true mafia above the classical Italian mafia, the globalist mafia that actually runs things. Michael in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, Alex, this is Michael in North Carolina. Thanks for having me on there.
Thanks for calling in.
I just wanted to go over a couple things and just have a couple questions for you. I watched Terror Storm and what was the other one? Something that, Mind last night. Those two movies back to back, and after watching them, I wanted to throw up. I just can't believe just our liberties, that how many liberties are gone in our country, and warrantless searches and wiretapping. The list goes on and on. And how many cases does this happen where, you know, is it happening now with warrantless searches? I mean, it seems like they're throwing out probable cause. What was the name of the other reasonable suspicion? This seems like what they're going on now. So.
No, I mean, there's an attitude of we're the good guys. We're going to search you without warrants. We're going to whatever, because they've been given illegal authority because there's a takeover taking place. And that's it. We're becoming a third world country. But it's going to be beyond that. I appreciate your call. One more call. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to call in and tell you about my experience at both Fort AP Hill and the training center in Camp Lejeune. I've been to both of them before AP Hill been turned into this big federalized complex. It used to be the home of the Boy Scout Jamboree. Every year, and it was one of the most civilian-friendly bases, and now apparently you get arrested just for coming onto the base, is what it seems like. And also this other one in Camp Lejeune, I had gone through that mount course several years ago before they put up these churches and everything else, and it seemed like a very basic scenario where the instructors would walk you through different things and how to do them. Now it seems like all it is geared and focused towards coming after the American people. All these other like all these.
Well, you heard the cop. It's for war with veterans. God bless you. Thanks for that information. Sorry to Nathan and Mike and others. I'm out of time. Great job to the crew tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock. Be there. Tell your friends and family.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The globalists know that the people of the planet are waking up big time to how the corporate tyranny operates, how it wages war against the free market and true capitalism while masquerading as capitalism to discredit it. And they are making their move to fully gut the U.S. borders entirely and complete our journey into slavery with a giant voting bloc that is a lapdog to the establishment. Boehner's big reform decision is now upon us. We're going to be breaking that down. Republican and Democratic advocates see one final long shot chance to pass immigration reform this summer. And its fate rests with Speaker stuck between his party's resistance and his search for a career-defining legacy. That's what The Hill says, and that story is up at DrudgeReport.com. That's how they sell this. Boehner is a globalist. Boehner won't get rid of Obamacare. He says he'll try to tweak some of the bad parts of it. The whole thing is a monstrosity. Boehner plays golf with Obama. Boehner is bankrolled by the very same special interests. And I know you know that. And it's blue blood Republicans like him that have helped destroy this country. And again, I know I'm stating the obvious. It's just that no other country in the world can you go there and have a baby and have it paid for by the state. Nowhere in the world can you be a foreigner and come to the country and get free tuition or in-state tuition. There is a giant magnet to bring poor, unskilled immigrants here to drive down wages and politically balkanize and break up the country. The globalists get rid of nations, putting them into larger superstates, and then break the superstates up along non-continuous subregion lines. That is the management system of the Romans, and then later the Venetians, who then basically moved operations to what is now the UK. And they've all written books on the subject, going back to Machiavelli 500 years ago. This is public history for anyone who is informed. I don't know about NFL football. I don't know about the latest Dancing with the Stars information. I do know about contract law. I do know about admiralty law. I do know about military history. I do know about political systems and how things really work. Not how we're told they work, but how they really work. And it doesn't mean I'm a master of this knowledge. Because as you approach becoming what you would think of being a master, you discover that you're always actually a student, and the world, the universe, is the teacher. God is the master. And this country is going to be taught and bent over the knee of the universe, and this planet is, and is going to go through some extreme pain because we are repeating history in the worst of ways. Twisted with it is a high-tech system of technocratic malice and anti-human viciousness that is unrivaled in the annals of known history on this terra firma, on this orbiting planetoid in deep space off the arm of the Milky Way galaxy in our star system. Just like to point that out, where we are right now, and remember that TV and movie stars and people showing off and acting cool is the Matrix. And that realizing you're in the universe and the universal time flow of the space-time continuum is to exist, is to be conscious. And to realize in a Zen way that fully incorporates into my Christian beliefs that we are a moment in forever that is forever. Think about how incredible that is, that you ever had consciousness and ever had a thought and could ever create is the fulcrum of life itself and of conscious, sentient being. It hit me so hard last night as I was laying down to go to bed and I tucked my children to sleep that art and beauty and virtue, and I know I'm stating the obvious, but it hit me so hard, is the answer to evil. If we will just be loving, if we will just be virtuous, if we will just be honorable, if we will just be strong, if we will just not be cowards, if we will believe in others as well and believe that they can be good and believe that they can be honorable, we will find each other in this world and we will come together, kindred spirits, and build a better world. We have to love each other, and we have to care about the innocent, but we also have to have the will, because you can go too far, and submit to corruption and evil. Truly good people have to stand against evil, and even though we don't want the power, even though we don't desire the stage, we must take the stage or be supplanted and blown out the airlock of history by the enemy. PLA troops are descending on China-Vietnam border. Looks like China could basically invade. There's all sorts of confrontations going on in the ocean and oil rigs. I'm going to be breaking that down. It's huge. Quote, a lot more terror attacks are coming our way, says former NSA chief as they hype fear. ahead of the total police state takeover. Kerry tells Yale grads to keep faith in government. Every time I see one of these speeches, Obama or Hillary or Kerry or Michelle Obama gives a speech, it's keep the faith. It's like a Baptist church or a Catholic church going, keep the faith, brethren. Believe in God. God will not forsake you. But this is literally keep the faith in the state. Keep the faith. We only need a few good men to keep the faith. This is really sick. You can debate the existence of God all day, but let me tell you something. There's no debating that 9 times out of 10, the state ends up delivering nightmare systems, broken systems. But in most cases, when it delivers a nightmare, it's on purpose. It's not broken. It's not on accident. Venezuela is broken. Cuba is broken. North Korea is broken. Communist China and the United States, run by the globalists, are not broken. They're working just like they're supposed to, dehumanizing. So all that and more is coming up. We have the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King joining us to talk about the culture of death and how the black communities have been tested and targeted as the beta test for virtual annihilation. And if you don't believe 52% of blacks never getting out of mama's womb isn't a mass genocide, I don't know what is. And for me, that's the litmus test of all these people shooting their mouths off, that if you don't like socialist death panels and Obamacare, you're a racist. Or if you don't turn your guns in, you're a racist. All of this is a total desperate, panicked move to create racial division and race war in this country because the globalists are on their heels right now and are running around like foaming at the mouth psychopaths trying to destroy everything they can and blow up the country politically and financially and culturally and spiritually before it all goes down. That's their exit strategy of scorched earth. Now, I want to move into our top story. This broke in the worst possible time to break on a Friday afternoon at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, Wisely, the aggregating super giant media system, and published it Sunday night, which I found is the best time to put an article out to have it be a big story on Monday. That's now happened. Center column, DrudgeReport.com. You can see the headline, Police Now Armed for War Against Returning Veterans. Cops in armored vehicles asked by residents, are you coming to take our guns away? That's in the 5.5-minute clip from Fox 59. Now, I know I've harped on this a lot, shown you documents, stories, video of urban warfare training, Army Times, you name it. They admit, yeah, our number one threat's returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. But when you see the police getting the armored vehicles from Iraq and Afghanistan and admitting that the main enemy is veterans, and every police department, I learned about this 6 years ago, was told, I was actually sent documents by state police, federal marshals, cops, all the same document, just different local headers. We published them, they were national news. Where they said, you will be attacked by veterans with IEDs in the coming years. Not we think, or it could be, you will. And I'm like, this is going to be a civil war. They're going to stage terror attacks around the country, the globalists are. They're going to come after veterans in a purge. The veterans will be forced to fight back, and that'll be the civil war, meant to kill the police and military, killing their former brethren. Tonight of the Long Knives, execute order number 66, the 2005 Revenge of the Sith. I mean, this is how you do it. Children's movies have this plot. It's very easy to understand. We've got Marine Corps colonels going public, Homeland Security building domestic army to take on the American people. That's highly decorated Marine Corps colonel who broke that down. That was back in last year. We'll scroll down. I'll give folks his name. Colonel Peter Martino in the city council. We were still trying to get him on. Can't find his number. Somebody knows him. Get him on with us. This is the reality. They're pre-deploying. They're preparing. This is for us. This is treason. That's what he said. This is like if the Mexican military massed 100,000 troops on the U.S. border and then showed training of them training to take us on, people would say, wow, Mexico's planning to attack the U.S. Or a better analogy would be like, as it's a bigger army, Hitler massing on the Polish border in 1939. I mean, it's absolute hair on the back of my neck standing up when I talk about it. just 24-7 training for war. And then I know how they're going to initiate it. I know what's going to happen. We're sitting here seeing the whole deal unfold. If we don't cause a debate about this, they're going to be able to execute it. We've got a chance to stop the execution of their main battle plan. We know their attack profile. We have the enemy documents. We have got to warn people about the collaborators.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of the New World Order personality, Obama.
When I first started, we really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement.
Okay, let's stop right there. Everything that Indiana SWAT team commander in Morgan County just said is a lie. We weren't seeing the violence before that we're seeing now. The violent crime rate is down 52% since 1992, the Justice Department's own numbers. And those are very accurate numbers because they're compiled off of homicides and stabbings and shooting, and they're amongst the statisticians worldwide, amongst the best in the world. The FBI's been doing it since the 20s, when J. Edgar Hoover started it. The violent crime rate, folks, I don't need to believe the statistics. I grew up in Dallas in the 80s, where there would be 20 people dead some days in the summer. I grew up visiting family in downtown Dallas for church in a middle-class area and hearing gunshots. When I was a little kid and went to D.C. for the first time when I was about 8, we had a balcony in our hotel and went outside and heard shots and then heard shots the next night. The crime peak in this country was in the 1980s. But again, this is a total rollout with no troops planting IEDs, none of that happening. The only event was Timothy McVeigh, 1995, total government operation. We know who did it, the names of the people, from police officers they weren't able to kill. They did kill some of them. Doctors and police officers, Terrence Yakey and others that saw the feds. The other cops and people that worked there spoke out before they could be killed. Don Browning, head of the K-9 unit. I'm naming names. Oklahoma City PD. He's told by the FBI, you keep talking, we're going to kill you and your wife. He's been on this show, video Skype. Jane Graham, HUD, saw the feds planting the bombs and said, what are you doing? Oh, we're working on the phone system. Because she would use the access stairs for exercise. Oh, she saw McVeigh with known FBI agents. She saw in the newsletter. You understand that? We know who blew the building up. I'm risking my life even bringing this up, but I don't care. The truth is what matters. I'm not backing down. So they got one event to claim all the veterans are going to kill everybody because one vet did something. Really, if a guy with red hair goes out and kills people, are all redhead suspects? Or if a black person kills somebody, are all black people suspects? Or if a woman kills somebody? Or if a Catholic? Or if a Buddhist kills somebody? Or I am sick of this authoritarianism where you're all guilty because someone else did something. Veterans statistically have some of the lowest crime rates out there, and everybody knows that. They do have a higher tendency for mass shootings, but it's still extremely low. Mass shootings only kill 167 people in 2013. More than half of them were gangs shooting each other. Honeybees killed almost 300. Look it up. But we're going to play pretty much the whole newscast, and I want to talk about it and get into all the other news. But this article is up on InfoWars.com. Police departments everywhere are getting DHS training in the last 6 years, and they tell them, look it up in the training manuals that are online. It's not a question of if, but when. You will be hit. You will be hit. The veterans are going to kill you. Now, I'm going to say this. 10 years before Vietnam, on record, they were doing jungle training for Southeast Asia because they could tell the Indo-French were going to get thrown out. They were out by 1960. The U.S. was really there from 60 to 64 covertly. 5,000 troops died we know of. Then 58,000 died after that up until 1975 when they officially started the whole thing with the Gulf of Tonkin. False flag. They start these with false flags. It's declassified. Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam was staged. And ladies and gentlemen, more than a decade before they got ready for the Desert Storm and all that, they were already getting ready to set up Saddam by telling him to invade Kuwait and the rest of it, and the Iran-Iraq War, they were getting ready for Desert War. And now, for the decade, it happened under Bush, but it's accelerated under Obama, they are now preparing for war with who? Gun owners, veterans, pro-lifers, libertarians, Americans, good people. And so we're here covering this to force a debate about it. Because if there's a debate about this, they're not going to be able to do it. But it will be, they will stage a false flag, and then that will be preceded by the, quote, civil war. They're going to blow up schools, you name it, blame it on the liberty movement. Then they're going to come after us in a purge. Then a real civil war is going to start. I think it'll kill probably 300,000 police.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We know the battle plan. We know who the enemy is. We know their project. We can stop them. The InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is not a radio show. It's not a television simulcast. It is real. It's an emergency transmission worldwide. We've decoded the enemy's operation. It's public. They're moving against us in plain view. We know their goals. We know their ideology. They are alien. They are foreign. They will mean the destruction of all we hold dear. Due process, our families, and basic justice. We're in a stance right now of partial awakening and awareness. We have a chance, if we simply awaken our brethren, to defeat the globalists across the board. We've held them back. They're at least a decade behind in their own globalist documents. Brzezinski, Kissinger, and others are trying to accelerate their program right now and finish it. and they are now operating in a race to the finish line because they realize if they fail, they're going down 100%. Even though they have a low probability of succeeding, even midterm, they are now racing because it's the only chance they've got. And you can see the massive preparation for false flag terror attacks that are staged in this country to be blamed on the Liberty Movement to then launch a purge against the resistance, against the counter-revolutionaries. That's you and I. Once that launches, the plan is to have the Liberty Movement wipe out the military and police and vice versa. This is what the globalists want. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? We cannot let it get to this. We've got to stop this program. We stopped the open arming and bombing for Al-Qaeda in Syria. We stopped the public turnover of Egypt to Al-Qaeda. We have been stopping a lot of their operations, not just us here in America, but others worldwide that understand what's happening. Truth is the disinfectant. The enemy will not move unless they think they can get away with it. And I want the globalists to know, your own people who compartmentalized listen to this show because they recognize what we talk about here is true as prima facie or on his face because they're there every day seeing what I'm talking about going on internally. They know I know what I'm talking about. The Navy SEALs, the Army Special Forces, the CIA people, the defense intelligence people, the defense contractors, the lawyers, the judges, the bureaucrats, the FBI, the federal marshals, the Secret Service. Most of these people are good men and women who actually got into their jobs for the right reasons. And you've been operating under compartmentalization. I'm here to blow the compartments. The compartments are good to fight an outside enemy in a time of war. The compartments are bringing the nation down, allowing the disease to quietly spread house to house, building to building, facility to facility. We have got to decompartmentalize this whole operation right now and blow this operation right now. The globalists are the most unmitigatedly sickening, wicked, evil, warmongering, anti-human pieces of unspeakable filth to the point of words cannot describe the pit of hell stench that emanates from them spiritually. If you have any common sense, any life force, any will to survive, any will to thrive, any will for justice, any will for light, you should set your full will against the enemy. And I'm telling you, if you just set your will against evil and ask for God's guidance, even if you don't believe in God, you have to ask God into your heart and you have to give permission. You have to make a decision and just say, I recognize darkness from light. I recognize good from bad. I want to be good. To quote Judge Smales from Caddyshack, do you want to be good, Danny? I want to be good, sir. Good, Danny. Very good. And we can make jokes about that all day. Judge Smales is a globalist who acts like he's good, but he's a hypocrite and a crook. And that's what that's all about. We will lose everything, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I love that new promo piece that an activist I've seen for more than a decade on the streets of Austin with InfoWars signs and anti-fluoride signs, Scottish John cut. Buckley, will you get that loaded in the computer so I can play that before we go to break? I'd like to play Scottish John because I think he says it all. I told him and Jacobson, just cut whatever ad you guys come up with, and they come up with a much better promo than I would come up with. He says in that great Scottish accent, we better get involved now or we're going to lose everything. And everybody knows in their gut, we're going to lose everything. The military has been training the police so the police can then train to take on the military and you have the hypothetical argument that, well, the military could turn against us and is going to, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You could say the police are going to turn on us. They have all this training. And you know what? They are in the big departments because they're under Homeland Security, ladies and gentlemen. Local SWAT teams in big cities are already under Homeland Security for, quote, special events. But you're going to aid the Secret Service and the president's here. And then it expands out to everything else being infrastructure protection to where your local police have been internationalized, not just federalized. But I want to play this clip from the story up at drudgereport.com in the middle column. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. And again, in the training manuals that we published that are in the article, I'm going to have Watson add some of our previous stories in this because the story's getting a lot of attention. They say it's not a question of if but when we're going to have this war with the veterans. And then you learn the Marines, the Army, all of them, that's the main mission. And what was it, 3 years ago, responding to one of our articles that was on Drudge, Big Sis came out and said, we don't apologize. It was an AP. We don't apologize. The headline was DHS head stands behind controversial report, labeling veterans number one threat. I'm going to explain this again. They're openly saying veterans are the number one terror threat when all the statistics say the opposite. And then the globalists are the ones running Al-Qaeda, launching chemical attacks, blaming it on Syria, getting caught, trying to attack military bases in Egypt to overthrow the government. Our government is so criminal, folks, it publicly funds Al-Qaeda now. Like, you're so stupid, you won't figure that out. Well, you know what? Litmus test. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, both get up and say, our government runs Al-Qaeda now. It's evil. We shouldn't be part of it. What happens? They can't launch the full attack. They have to back off. Because they told the truth. All you do is, did Ted Cruz and Rand Paul get discredited for saying our government runs Al-Qaeda? No, they got carried on people's shoulders because the military already knew it and didn't want to be part of it. That sounds crazy that our government runs Al-Qaeda, but it's true. My grandmother a few years ago, I grew up knowing this guy lived down the street. He was a guy with really bad arthritis and a wheelchair, and some neighbor got in his face and slapped him around or something. So the next day he came out with a gun and shot him. And she says, oh, you know, where's such and such? Oh, he's in prison now. You know, he shot and killed the neighbor. It just happened. Well, it's kind of like, well, our government just runs Al-Qaeda. Or, oh, they just found dead bodies in Bob's backyard. Yes, it's crazy, but it's going on. So let's go ahead and play the head of the SWAT team in Morgan County, Indiana, Sergeant Dan Downing, saying, we're going to be patrolling the streets. Getting everybody acclimated. I see these trucks all the time in Austin. DHS has them. You know, to Arde Saveda's credit, he says, Austin doesn't need any of those. Well, you've got some other smaller ones. But DHS has got them here in town. I see them driving around. Those are meant to go to your house and burn your house down. They're meant to go and dig people out, folks. They're not meant when you go on the defense if you actually got attacked. I mean, why not give Abrams tanks? You know, the military knows how to drive one. Why, a bunch of veterans can go to an armory and take it over and get tanks. We better get rid of the armories. See, they're saying we can't trust each other. Watch everyone. Homeland Security's for the veterans. The one group they know, just like Smedley Butler, who's going to stand up to a domestic takeover and say no. They have analyzed where the threat comes. New alternative media, Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily, DrudgeReport.com, things like that, openly demonized by the globalists. Talk radio, they don't control. They want to shut that down. The free internet, state government, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, says they're training to take on the American people and to, quote, take over governorships and legislatures. The feds are openly saying, we're prepared to take over your states and take over your city councils, and we're going to run things. They're prepared for the feds to give orders so evil that the American people that will put up with anything are going to stand up and say no, and our state houses are going to say no. And what are they going to say no to? Total military occupation, gun confiscation. They know there's already county commissioners and mayors in multiple places in, what was it, in Lubbock last year? Saying, saying, you know, the county judge, the county mayor, said, we know they're planning gun confiscation. They're going to come down the road in armored vehicles. We've got to prepare for war. And why did he know that? Because DHS had come into Lubbock. We talked to his office. He said he would come on, but never did. But we talked to his chief of staff, and they said, no, the judge knows this because we got visited by DHS with the takeover plan. And I said, they've got to come on the air and tell this story. Well, you know, he may come on, Mr. Jones. He knows who you are. I mean, folks, they're coming in to the cities and the counties saying, are you prepared for war? And a lot of the police are going, okay, yeah, yes, sir. Salute the flag. Salute Obama as they prepare for a total takeover. Do you understand what's happening here? Treason. There's no debating. This is Vichy French. Guys, you print me the Wikipedia, Vichy French. I want to read that to folks. The Vichy French, the French folks, fought the Germans in World War I with the U.S. and England and beat them. The French used to be very militaristic. Their people finally woke up and said no to it. But the Vichy French, over 90% of the general staff of the French military were Nazi sympathizers, and they stood down at the Maginot Line, and then the British Expeditionary Force was forced to Dunkirk and had to evacuate. They stood down. The French stood down and were given power, the French military, over France. That's how 3 days after the invasion, Hitler was able to come visit Paris, and the police were on his side and held the crowds back. And they arrested hundreds of thousands of people. The analogy, and I'm begging media, even mainstream, if you love your kids out there, you know who you are. You better write about this, folks, or we're going to lose everything. And at least my testament's here warning people up front. The Vichy French model, folks, how do you think they took down Saddam the first time, bought off most of his generals? The second time in 1993, they bought them almost all off. It was almost a complete stand down, except for a few units loyal to Saddam in Baghdad. Then Iranians came in along with Saudi Arabian proxy armies and began battling each other for control of the country, Shiite versus Sunni, and only when U.S. or coalition forces got in between them did they get killed. It's on record they bought them all off. This is how they did it, folks. They bought them off. Delta Force in the 90s was buying off county commissioners and mayors and police chiefs. And we knew because Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville, came on my show and said that they offered, he was a Vietnam vet, Army intelligence, to pay him off to go along with gun confiscation. It was a test. It was going on in every county in the country. Then they went to the police chief of San Antonio, tried to buy him off with $200,000 in a briefcase. Delta Force. I went to the Travis County and Austin SWAT teams. They laughed at me. 6 months later, Lieutenant Beck called me and said, please come to my office. He goes, Delta Force was here. It's all true. My God, what's going on? He was fired a month later. Made up, you know, racism BS. No, he was fired because of the Delta Force situation. He thought, he laughed at me in his office. He said, I'm a Marine Corps veteran in Vietnam. We're not trying to take on America. It'll never happen. I said, all right, well, they'll be here soon. He literally laughed at me. He didn't laugh later. He didn't laugh when they fired him. I'm sure he might be still alive. Last time I heard, he was a security guy at the Austin airport. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. I've had military attack me in a parking lot telling me to shut up. And they gained a lot of respect for me when I beat the hell out of them. And they beat me up pretty bad as well. But the whole point is that I'm not shutting up or backing down. I know how real all this is. They got military crawling all over us, folks, that are ready to carry out this treasonous activity, and they're going to hunt veterans down. If you were in special forces and ran serious operations and you haven't joined them or you haven't been given an offer to join them, you're on a kill list. I'm sure you already know that. So just be ready. We're not going to be caught flat-footed when the New World Order makes this move if they do. We're hoping to stop it, but if we don't stop it, we're going to win against the Vichy French. We're going to put up a lot bigger fight than the French resistance did in the first few years. And I'm just an information person, organically here warning you. If this all goes hot, folks, that'll be the end of me. Even if they don't kill me, I won't be on air. You won't hear from Alex Jones again, probably. My time could be coming to an end. Everybody needs to understand that. Your time, this country's time, is coming to an end. But just remember, I was here and I warned you as much as I could. We may be able to back them off and stop them and get a reprieve. Then we'll be, oh, you said this is all going to happen as we hold the gates up from the main onslaught. Now, let's go ahead and go to this clip again from Fox News with the police saying they're preparing for war with the veterans. Here it is.
When I first started, we really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement.
We've always had that. Most of the cops are military. Mello, they got dossiers on all the cops, too. Let's go out to break with a Scottish John promo that he and Jacobson put together. I think it says it all.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years. And I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free. This is Scottish John.
And again, folks, what did Matt Drudge say a few months ago? Everybody should have an exit plan out of the U.S. unless you're planning to fight.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Tell you about about a tactic that the globalists use. They always say, oh, in 30 years there'll be brain chips to control prisoners' minds and make them behave. CBS News. And then 5 years later, they come out and go, oh, we're looking to put brain chips in prisoners' brains. Or, oh, in 30 years, we'll have brain chips for troops. Oh, actually, they're coming out in 2 years. And then now they're out. Here is a Yahoo News Reuters story. Cars could drive themselves sooner than expected after European push. Oh, the Google and others are lobbying and getting it legalized in all 50 states, and now they're on the streets everywhere. And, oh, the statistics are showing that driverless cars are safer. Maybe you need to pay extra insurance if you drive yourself. And then finally, no one can pay the insurance. No one's allowed to drive anymore except on special tracks. That's the plan to get you out of the cars. It's always been. They're 30 years more advanced in most cases than they tell us. This is a total takeover plan. They already have surveillance systems in all the cop cars, the cabs. Everybody's getting trained. The kids are being trained to live under this. We're going to get into that, but the EU pushing. Satellite tracker boxes and all the new cars, taxiing by the miles. It's here. It ain't coming. It's here. And again, the one area I can really focus on and really try to stop things is that what is the DHS doing openly training the police that they will fight veterans and conservatives and libertarians? This is a political takeover. Police should be just outraged. I know a lot of them are. But they're now mainlining these psyops for all over the country. They're going, yeah, we are training. We expect the veterans to attack any moment. They've always, in the last few years, had death panels for vets and people. Why are they hyping that up right now? Are they going to blow something up and say, the vets got mad because they didn't get health care, and so now don't trust vets? It's all about discriminating against vets. While they say, we love the vets, launch wars for the vets, you know, support Homeland Security for the vets, the police state, you know, support vets. They love the police state. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, they are obsessed with coming after vets. And I'll tell you why more than ever. Their prediction that the veterans would resist them politically is correct. Because I talk to the vets, but I mainly talk to active duty. They are so awake, it's incredible. Because they hear this show and it all clicks, if it hadn't already clicked. They know I'm telling the truth. They're dialed in like that, snap of fingers. And they're not cowards. And they realize how short life is. And they're sick of all these political scum trying to ruin this country and ruin their lives, and they're tired of it. And they are the people that are going to end up standing in the way, and those of us that help them. Just like a military can be used to take over a country, it can also be used to save a country. It's like America's being used to overthrow the world. America can be used to save the world. That's the way it works. Briefly, we need your support now more than ever to send out these emergency transmissions. Buy the books, the videos, the pro-gun t-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com has the best supplements out there with big discounts. The Supermill Vitality, the Survival Shield proprietary Nation Iodine. The sale is still going. The Lung Cleanse, the high-quality coffee. Even though coffee prices have gone up because of the fungus spreading everywhere, we still have it at low prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, shop with the good guys. It's basically like a donation when you buy high-quality products from us. Helps fund the operation, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can also support our sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Organic, high quality, great customer service, full line of preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You're nuts, folks, if you don't get high quality swervable foods in a crazy world like this. And by being ready and prepared, the globalists may back off. We hope none of this ever happens. But I'm telling you, they're lining up to do it. So we better get involved right now. Next hour, coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.